Real music with Gary Stuckey. Keep the music real.
Hello, everybody. It's Gary Stuckey here, ready for another interview lined up for you today on Real Music, and I've got a great one. It's Joey Canyon. He is the CEO of Canyon Star TV. Of course, you may know him from being a singer, songwriter, an actor, musician. You know, he has been around a while, but now he's got Canyon Star TV. Now, what is that, you ask? Well, I've had Kelly Kantz on here earlier this year talking about it. She's the president, but Joey, he founded Canyon Star TV. It's a family-friendly television network, of course, founded by Joey, a visionary media entrepreneur and award-winning country music singer, songwriter, recording artist, performer, actor, and producer. CSTV officially launched globally in early 2023 and offers the world wholesome family programming that celebrates traditional country and Americana music, as well as a full spectrum of entertainment with unique and original content. Viewers can use any streaming device to access a broad range of exclusive programming anytime, anywhere, including everything from popular movies and classic TV shows to shopping, travel, sports, lifestyle, food, and history programs to live performances by some of the best country music artists around. Both founder, CEO Canyon, and president Kelly Kantz bring together their love for all aspects of the entertainment industry while providing viewers with something new, exciting, and enriching for the whole family. For more information, please visit canyonstar.tv or contact Kelly Kantz at canyonstar.tv. Yes, so cool to have Joey here, and it excited me because I have some ideas. Maybe you have some too. But there's a lot of programming. Check it out wherever you stream TV, like on Roku, Apple TV, places like that. But check out canyonstar.tv for more information. And just in time for Christmas, they're showing a lot of Christmas TV shows and classic shows. So got to check that out. But a cool interview with Joey Canyon. Let's go to it right now. Here he is. Here's Joey Canyon. You know, there's so many questions I got for you. I hope you got 6 hours. No. Just kidding.
Oh, one of my shorter interviews. Okay.
You're right. This is the short one. Well, tell me this now. We'll get started. Now, you're a country singer, songwriter, actor, right? And you've done everything pretty much.
Yes.
How did you get started playing music? What got you into the music world?
I can go back to when I was 8 years old in grade school, and we were asked who wanted to sing in the Christmas whatever it was back in the Christmas extravaganza for, you know, grade school. Right. And I just always liked music, so I did. And I really enjoyed performing with other kids. And so I kept that going until 10 years old. And that's when my love of baseball was my first love. But then I also started to learning to play guitar at 10 years old as well. So that is how it started at the very beginning. And then I just, you know, I took baseball as far as I could to semi-pro status. But during all that time, I was playing and I was kind of just singing when I could and so on. So that's pretty much how that worked out. And then when I was a baseball pitcher, and when I injured my rotator cuff, I just moved right into the music business. Moved to Colorado and spent most of my life there, and that's how it really started, just like that. So,
right. Well, that had to be something though. When you're younger, when you have all these options, when you're singing, playing guitar, baseball, did you already envision how it was going to be? Because a lot of people do that in their mind. They go, this is how it's going to happen. I'm going to do this, or just you just let things flow. How did that work out?
Listen, I was just one of those people that flew by the seat of his pants. I didn't have any plan. I just, you know, I just remember my mom telling me I could be anything I wanted to be and do anything, you know, and I believed her. So that's what I did. I tried everything, but music was a big part of my life. And I just pursued it at the time when I was younger. And I just believed I could be somebody in the music business. Of course, it happened later than sooner, but it happened. So I was very grateful. And along the way, you know, I learned the production business and got to work on a lot of great productions behind the camera and some in front of the camera. I've done live theater back in the day. And so I just always enjoyed the entertainment business, specifically music. And then now, you know, I'm the founder and CEO of Canyon Star TV, a streaming network. And that only took me 6 years to do, but it's out there.
Awesome stuff. So let's talk about that now. And I've been going over some of the shows, the programming that you've got on there. It's a great time of year for all these Christmas shows, like Ozzie and Harriet and Petticoat Junction, Jack Benny, Red Skelton, all those classic shows. Everybody's loving that, right?
Well, Kelly's my president of the network, who does a fantastic job. And Kelly and I have known each other a long time. And so when I wanted to put together the network, I had Kelly in mind to be a part of it. She came along later on, approximately 3.5-4 years later, and I asked her to be my president, and she was all in. So we spoke a couple weeks ago and concerning Christmas and the season. I said, you know, we really need to really get out there and put some great programming and content out there for the folks. So what you see is the culmination of our efforts. Although most of it is nostalgic, hey, listen, that's some of the best stuff still. It just still holds up, and that's what we wanted to do, and we're really happy about it. So.
That's awesome. So how did you decide now, you know, of this streaming service, you know, as opposed to a channel or on the satellite? How did you decide to do that?
Well, people that know me know I don't do things in a small way. So my television show, The Joey Canyon Show, was very successful on another network 6 years ago. And through one reason or another, I just pulled it off the air. And I just said, I made my mind up after researching streaming platforms that was the way to go. That was the wave of the future, and broadcast, cable, and satellite will be a thing of the past down the road here. So the streaming platform was the vehicle I wanted to do the network with. I didn't want to do a channel and just be a channel. I wanted the full scope of a network, and that's what we've done. It was a major labor of love, but it's worked out very well, and it's free. I mean, people can go to Canyon Star TV and sign up for free and enjoy, over 900 titles and 7,000 episodes. So, and that's growing, and I'm not exaggerating, Gary. It's growing on a daily basis, because people are really loving the network. So
cool. Well, tell me this now. You know, you say it's free. So how do y'all get the money for everything? How does that work?
Well, we make money with advertisers and sponsors.
Okay. And
very soon we're going to be launching our Canyon Star TV store, so people can buy merchandise about the network, TV shows and things like that. And then in the first quarter of next year, we'll have Canyon Star Shopping Channel,
Oh, cool.
which will be a high-end shopping channel for those who like custom apparel and jewelry and things like that, and one-of-a-kind items. So that's going to be very special. So.
Yeah, wow. So you've got all kinds of original shows and men like cooking shows, hunting shows, sports shows. People, they got videos on there. That's what I was talking to Kelly last time about. There's some people I'm like, maybe there's some people I know that might want to do a video or something. I'm thinking, but you can do that, right? You can just put their video on there. You can
Well,
show.
they certainly have to meet the criteria of family friendly. We don't cater to any sex or violence or profanity or anything on the channel, and that's including our commercials, Gary. So if somebody had a high resolution video or show that they have that would fit our criteria of that, we Kelly and I would certainly take a look at it, and they would have a great opportunity to be part of Canyon Star TV. And
Wow.
we're always looking for quality content, so we'd be very happy to entertain that.
Yeah. So that gives everybody a chance. They could be a star and with the help of right of you, right?
Well,
Could be
we
have their
could, and
own show.
we and you could too with your show. We'd certainly like to
Sure,
talk to
sure.
you about having you on the network as well. I like your show and what you're
Thank
doing.
you. Thank you. That's also that gets me excited. Hey, but honestly, you and I can tell just by talking to you that these ideas are popping up in your mind. You probably have an idea popping up every few seconds, going,
All the
try
time.
to do that, do that.
All the time.
And you
All the
can't
time.
sit still, right? You gotta be doing something. You gotta see stuff happening. You gotta see stuff moving. But that's what gets things done. Is just do the people though that talk to you about different ideas, that probably gets you excited. It probably gets them excited too when they discuss the channel. I mean the network there, the all the shows and things that the opportunity is there for different kinds of shows, right? I mean.
There is. And really, getting back to what I said, show me something that's entertaining and something of quality, and we'll take a look at it. We're always looking for new content all the time.
Wow. See, and like I said, my mind is going right now because I'm thinking what show could be, and it's really a smart idea. I mean, I think, you're talking about in the future how it's going to be. Now you're jumping on this before it takes off. It's going to take off. Like, I mean, it's
Yeah.
already taken off. Like you said, what kind of, you're talking about like in the future, like this coming up year, it's a new year coming up. You've got all these ideas probably going around. Is there
We
something big that's
have, Gary, we have no less than 25 original content television shows to produce.
wow.
Some of them are my ideas, some of them other producers that we have association with. We even have an association with a film company to do movies.
Oh, wow.
But of course, all of that takes money. And we're now in our second phase of raising money for the network to take us to the next level. And that would be to produce a lot of those TV shows. So we're always looking for quality type of investors who believe in our vision of family-friendly entertainment. So,
That's really neat, man. That's so cool.
thank you.
And because you see stuff like you said, like Netflix and stuff like that, they got some of these raunchy shows, but you've got all these family-oriented shows and clean stuff. But you're talking about like the movies. Now I see like you could have like a Canyon Star TV exclusive original show movie, And that's really exciting to me. I think that's going to really be cool. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about that.
this particular gentleman, who's a friend of mine, has a number of quality films that I'm very interested in underwriting, if you will, and putting it on Canyon Star TV. He has a couple of films that are out there very good films, and they're not, believe it or not, they're not big budget films, but they have the quality of a big budget film, and it's done very well. And it's really about how to produce these types of things. So we're hoping that we can subsidize these movies along with the TV shows that we want to do, just by bringing in some great investors with the money that we need to do these things. So.
Sure. Yeah, that, like I said, I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, it's exciting to think about. Well, do you take, I mean, like, if you're, like, you're a producer and you're coming up with these, if a guy comes in and says, hey, I've got a screenplay, I got a story I want to do, is that something you could do, is take that in and find something, or well, how does that?
We get a lot of people that say, hey, I've got a show idea, or I've got this idea, and so on. And really, you know, Gary, it's a lot of them are very good ideas, and some of them aren't. It's just the way it is. But
yeah,
we certainly can't just say, okay, we'll produce it, and there you go. You know, it's not the way it's done. We're very selective. Of course, we want to do our projects first, but doesn't mean I wouldn't look at something you have an idea for. I'll always listen. So
that's good to know. I mean, just me, you know, listening to you. You know, if there's some other people out there, and there's going to be some people going, I like this idea, but just me thinking, I'm getting excited just talking to you. But you know, but I was thinking about, like, the Kendrick brothers, you know, with their movies, you know, with the Christian movies, and like the Facing the Giants, stuff like that. It started small, and it went big, and pretty soon, you, like you said, you know, investors, when people get excited and they see the stuff expanding, they want to be a part of that, right?
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and this is like, when you first start, it's like, that's the time for people to kind of go, hey, I want to put money into this thing, right?
You know, you would think that with a great idea like Canyon Star TV and the vision of what we want to do and all that, that people would go, I want a part of that. But it doesn't work that way. A lot of people wait to see what's going to happen.
They're waiting on it, yeah.
And last January, we're almost up to a full year that Canyon Star TV has been out there. We launched January 27th of this year, and we have grown exponentially. And you would think that the investors who believed in a family friendly network like this would say, hey, I want to help make this thing bigger and so on. But, you know, it just takes time to find those kinds of people with deep pockets that want to play with us, you know.
Sure.
So
sure.
We're working hard at that. We're looking for strategic investors. I've turned down money because I knew that certain people were not going to be a fit for what we do. So that's hard to do, but I have. I just want a good fit all the way around for the network. So they'll be there.
Like you said, it takes time sometimes, but you know, you're getting exposure, you know, like with different interviews, right?
Here we are.
I was gonna say, there's people everywhere that's tuning in, and I think they will find that a free streaming service with all these shows these days, when money is tight, might not be a bad idea
Well, you make a very good point because we see what's going on with the stock market. And lots of investors have pulled their money out of there, okay? And they are looking for, you know, a quality investment, something that's with, you know, that's not the stock market. I mean, with every investment, there is a bit of a risk, but we have taken a lot of that risk out because we're launched, we're happening. It's a real deal. And with this convertible note that we're offering investors at 8% per year, I think we're going to get some attention. So.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And with people, you know, seeing things happen, it's kind of like investors. You know, you could look at the stock market or the Dow Jones and see, but they can see how you're doing good with Kenyon Star TV taking off. They can see it growing, and that will probably give them some kind of excitement. So they'll say, this really is happening.
Well, wouldn't you and I like to be on the cutting edge of Netflix when it came out? You know, they bought out Blockbuster. Okay, that's what they started with, Blockbuster. And they didn't want the stores. They wanted the subscribers of Blockbuster. And they grew, and you can see where they are right now.
Sure.
So, but you know, that's where we are. Wouldn't you like to get in on the beginning of Kenyon Star TV, because it's only going to get bigger? So
that's a really good pitch there for people. I mean, really, it really is. I mean, I like that idea. Well, what's been the, you know, what you've talked to, I guess you kind of talked about a little bit. What's been the biggest kind of setback as far as what you've done? Had there been times that you were like, I don't know about
that,
this?
Yeah. I mean, all the time. I mean, you have adversity. When you're starting something like this, like a television network or anything of this scope, you have adversity. Really, Gary, I just would have to say that that going through the years of developing Kenyon Star TV is, I'm not only the CEO and founder, but I'm also the guy that has to raise the money back in those days, and also have to be creative, and also have to wear the business hat, and I'm the guy that answers the phone and takes out the trash. I mean,
right.
But the biggest adversity is trying to get to the next level, marketing wise, and that takes money. So, what Kelly and I have done to get to this point, with really a minimal amount of money, is quite a feat. And now we know that when we have enough of the capital that we need, we can just do the national marketing campaign where everybody in the country will know Kenyon Star TV, with many different areas, from billboards to magazines to you name it, commercials even. With that money going to that next level, we will have a ton of people signing up for the network. So,
awesome. Or do you have like a, I'm sure you do, you have goals and you kind of maybe day by day, maybe week by week, but what's your hopes in the near future? What point do you plan to be at in the near future?
We have an exit plan of 5 years, although I'm Kelly and I believe it'll be a lot less than that, where we'll get bought out by a larger concern. And we believe that. But to get to that point, we have daily, weekly, and monthly goals to do that. And that is bringing in content, which Kelly is doing. I'm looking at the network on this other screen, and we have even more content that we have in the hopper right now. We're just waiting for agreements and their content to be uploaded and all of that. And this is just going to be huge. some really exciting shows, and you saw some of them on the press release.
Right.
So yeah, our goals are daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and we just expect to grow content-wise, but we also want to grow with sign-ups, with viewers. I mean, we have over 17,000 viewers. We have a lot less sign-ups, but people are going there. People are going to what we're doing, and so the goals and the achievements never end. And that's we just want to make it the go-to place for family-friendly entertainment, a safe haven for families to not worry about putting their kids in front of the screen and wondering what's going to pop up, you know. So that's why we're 100% family friendly, and like I said, we're 100% family friendly commercials too.
That's really nice. There's something for everybody. Yeah, like you said, like the kids can watch. You can just, like you said, sit them in front of the TV. You can watch some of the shows you haven't seen in a while,
Right.
like especially these Christmas shows that you haven't seen in years. You're like, whoa, there they are. That's got to be, that's got to make people smile, though. I mean, but that's got to bring people in, though, whenever they know. But the fact that it's free, though, I mean, I think that's the main thing, though. I think that. When people understand, and I think the more people that understand what you're doing and all that you go through, I think that's another part of investing in something. When you see a guy that's a sincere guy, Christian guy that
Yes.
really cares about it, you're not just doing it just to be doing it. I'm just going to do this for, it's you care about people. Doesn't
Well,
that make a difference?
you're so right. I mean, and believe me, my faith is what brought me here. My faith is what made this network. Okay. The Lord had his hand all over me in this network, or we wouldn't even be talking right now.
Right.
So I have to give him all the glory. I just kind of watch over things and
Right.
do stuff, but it's my this is not only the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, and I've done a lot of hard things, okay, but this is also my crowning achievement for just helping other people and doing good things, you know. And that means a lot to me. It's a somewhat of a legacy for me, so.
And I'm sure you've had testimonies of people that have told you about what you're doing and how great it is for them to have programming like this, right? I'm sure there's encouragers out there to help you out
Very
too.
much, very much, Gary. And we also, if you look at our faith category, boy, that is really, really inspirational and encouraging. All of the shows of faith we have, they're just all wonderful. And that's one of the biggest things I'm proud of on the network. So.
Awesome. And what are you doing? I mean, I know you're doing interviews like this. How are you advertising this? I guess you're doing it through social media and things like
Yes,
that. One
yes, absolutely. We have our social media manager, Chad, that handles all of this. Your interview, once we're done, I know you'll give Kelly or send Kelly the clip of the show.
Right.
Also, when you do that, tell her that I said I'd like your show on the network, and she'll
Okay.
take care of that. But we have another section, another category on the network, Gary, for press and media and all of that. And so we have a lot of interviews there. So.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like exciting things are happening. But like I think I told Kelly this last time, I had all these ideas, and they're still floating around in my head. Sometimes I get hesitant because I'm thinking, you got this voice going, eh, that's stupid. But then you can't listen to that voice.
No,
Just tell that
that's.
voice to take a hike, Chris.
No, if it's a good thing, you know, Satan has its way of planting doubt. Don't ever let that stop you. Just let it come. Just do it. Just, you know.
Well, like you, with all your ideas floating around, I think that's God-given things that. It's kind of like, you're sitting on the talent and you're burying them and not doing anything with it. It's kind of like that story, but
I think that when somebody has these ideas, you don't need to sit on them. But I think, but you're not doing that. I mean, you're inspiring me to do things, you know, and I'm already, my wheels were turning earth right before I was, you know, going to talk to you. I was already thinking about, there's these ideas popping in my head. But I know a lot of people that have maybe some ideas or some music videos. I was thinking maybe I'd like to record. I'd like to help make a video, like record it. That would really fun, right?
Why not? Why not?
That sounds like something that I would do.
Well, just remember this, Gary. A dream just stays a dream unless there's action.
Right.
So it's good to dream, but you have to have action behind it. And that's how dreams come true, is you have action. You do something about it. So,
very good. Well, that's a good way to look at things. Well, I appreciate you talking to me today. Like I said, I'll be getting in contact with you and throwing some stuff at you and see what happens. But there's some people I know that's going to be excited. I'm going to tell more people about Kenya Star TV and what it's all about. And
thank you so much. I'm very grateful to you for that. And I appreciate you. I appreciate being on your show.
Well, I thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to seeing you go to new heights. And, you know, Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year and all the best to you. It looks like Christmas is here in more ways than one. I'm glad it is. It is for me, especially with my dad. You know, I'm thinking some of the best things in life are just having the people in your life that's already there.
Yeah,
and they're healthy.
The best things are not things. They're people.
Right. They're people.
That's right. So God bless you for that.
Well, I hope you have a great the rest of your evening. And I'll be talking with you and Kelly. All right.
I look forward to that, Gary. I really will. I appreciate you very much. And it's really good to see you.
All right. Well, have a good night.
Okay, pal.
All right.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Check him out, Joey Kenyon, Kenyon Star TV. And KenyonStarTV.tv or email KellyKantz@KenyonStar.tv for more information. If you're interested in the putting on some programming, you know, and check out their what they've got to watch. A lot of cool shows. And until next time, everybody, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. I'll be back soon with some more interviews. And always remember to keep the music real.